January 27, 1910. Elder Cottrell. Those who have the responsibility of locating and keeping in operation our sanitariums and schools are ever to bear in mind that these institutions are to be regarded as divinely appointed agencies for the restoration of the entire man, physical, mental, and spiritual. In planning for the establishment of sanitariums in places where God has designated we should do a special work, we are to allow no selfishness, no personal ambition to mar the work. Over and over again I have repeated that the establishment and maintenance of sanitariums is ordained of God for the advancement of His cause in the earth. While Christ was on this earth, He ministered to the needs of suffering humanity. He is our example. We are to labor intelligently, and in planning for the extension of sanitarium work, we are to seek to secure the very places that God indicates are most suitable for carrying forward this line of our work. In the providence of God, there come to His people times of need, favorable opportunities to secure valuable facilities for the rapid advancement of the cause. At times, the Lord has specified that we should come into possession of properties in certain localities where we needed to gain an entrance for the proclamation of the third angel's message. The idea that we are not to purchase any such properties unless first the money is in hand is not in accordance with the mind of God. Again and again, in years past, the Lord has tested our faith by opening the way for us to secure places possessing advantages at a cost far below their real value and at a time when we had no money. We have, at such times, met the situation by borrowing money on interest and advancing in harmony with the command of our divine leader who made us advance in faith. These experiences have been attended with many perplexing problems, but the Lord has helped us through them all, and His name has been glorified. Had we hesitated, the precious cause would have been retarded rather than advanced, and, in many cases, opportunity would have been given our enemies to triumph over our failure to secure these advantages placed within our reach. In such matters as these, we are to learn to walk by faith when necessary, as some have walked in the past. Light has been given that it is best to establish our sanitariums outside the cities. Some of our physicians have spoken in favor of locating our sanitariums in the cities. It is difficult to understand why anyone should plan to establish a large sanitarium in a city. The very atmosphere of the cities is objectionable. We must conduct our sanitarium work in places suitable for the recovery of the sick. The more attractive the surroundings, the better. In the gardens of nature, the sick rapidly find something to please. Their thoughts are uplifted to the Creator. Let us thank God that so many of our sanitariums are established in pleasing country locations, and yet within easy reach of important centers of population, where there are many people to whom we are to communicate a knowledge of saving truth. It is the favorable situation of the property that makes Loma Linda an ideal place for the recovery of the sick, and for the warning of many who might otherwise never hear the truth for this time. It is God's plan that Loma Linda shall be not only a sanitarium, but a special center for the training of gospel medical missionary evangelists.